Thunder Bay, the Border Cats put on a record-setting show. The Northwoods League team exploded for a franchise record 25 runs against the visiting Eau Claire Express, a game that saw every starting hitter cross the plate at least twice, forcing their opponent to grind through six pitchers. Wishing Mother Nature's fury had hung around a few more hours and had wiped out Saturday's disastrous outing. Crooked numbers were everywhere for the Border Cats, who put up 5 in the second, 7 in the third, and 4 in each of the fourth, sixth, and seventh frames, scoring the sixth most runs in a single game in league history, falling 3 shy of the record 28 scored by Rockford exactly 5 years to the day earlier against the Fond du Lac Spiders. Junior Lopez started the ball rolling with a bases loaded, 3-run double in the second, but in all honesty, every player in the lineup could be singled out for something good. Jeremy Sheffield continued his hot-hitting ways, blasting his fourth homer of the season, and third in 4 games, going 3-for-4 with 4 runs scored, 3 RBI, walking twice and getting hit once, one of 6 hit batsmen by the Express pitchers on the night. Caleb Watkins doubled twice and scored 4 times and catcher Aiden Hadley had 2 hits, 2 walks, scored 3 times and plated 3 runners. And Calvin Warillo boosted his stats, going 3-for-7 with 2 runs scored, 2 doubles and 4 RBI. "It was a great night all around," Warillo said. "Everyone was doing their jobs, gelling really well together, taking good abs, and it just kind of came together," said Warillo, the designated hitter in the first of 2 the Cats are playing this weekend against the Express at Port Arthur Stadium. "Hitting can be contagious," Warillo added. 100%. "If you see guys taking good swings, have good quality abs, it gives you confidence you can do the same thing. It never feels bad to contribute," the Toronto native said. "It was awesome to get some RBIs. I was glad I could contribute," said Warillo, who was unaware the 25 runs were the most scored by the Border Cats in a single game since the team was founded 22 years ago. "It's a huge deal. We've got a great group of guys and I'm glad we could do it." Braden Gluth got the start for Thunder Bay and lasted long enough to earn the win, though he had to convince manager Joe Elliott to let him finish out the 5th inning. The Border Cats skipper visiting the mound with 2 outs and a mind to pull the New Mexico right-hander 1 out shy of qualifying for the victory. "It helps my stats, but it didn't really matter to me. It was just fun to finish the inning, so I might as well finish it." "As a pitcher, knowing you're 14 runs to the good is an awfully good feeling," said Gluth, who improved to 2-0 on the season. "Run support as a pitcher, it's next level. You can do whatever you want with your pitching. You can throw whatever pitches you want, just throw it in there and let them get themselves out," Gluth said. "It freed us up for a win and a lot of momentum going in for tomorrow." Eau Claire's pitchers weren't nearly as fortunate. Starter Cale Hopke, 0-1, had to depart after the 2nd inning, a victim of the league's maximum 35-pitch rule in a single inning. He wouldn't be the last to leave for surpassing the limit. Zach Diver needed 52 pitches to escape the third, resulting in 7 runs, though only 2 were earned. Joey Koch was chased after 36 pitches in the 7th, which led to the Cats' final 4 runs of the night. J.J. Moran homered twice for Eau Claire, both solo shots, adding a double for a 3-hit night. The Express managed just 7 hits on the night. The game was delayed 30 minutes by rain. The Cats and Express wrap up their series on Sunday. Game time is 1:35 p.m.